Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined now by Devin Walker in his waning days here at the radio station. He is out at Southwind, where he has been following Penny Hardaway. Devin, how are you?
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing? I'm kind of hot, but I'm doing pretty good right now.
First of all, before I get to Penny, I want to congratulate you on your move.
Thank you.
You're still at the University of Memphis, and yet here you are.
Yeah.
You've already had two magnificent jobs. You've been producing Eric's show, and now you're going to the Grizzlies. I can only assume the White House is next. You are on a rocket ship.
I am, man. I can only thank the people around me the most, though. Like they're the ones that pushed me to where I am. Like, hard work has gotten me work to where I am, and hopefully, after 4 or 5 leaves the White House, I'll be following him in the White House.
I have a question. When you started at the University of Memphis, did you know what you wanted to do?
I wanted to coach, to be honest with you.
Really?
When I started, I wanted to be a basketball coach, and I slowly kind of moved towards journalism, and since then, it's been a rocket ship. It's been a rocket ship to where I am now.
You wanted to be a high school basketball coach, or you wanted to be, like, what did you want to be? You want to be Mike Krzyzewski, who Jeffrey says is a fraud? What'd you want to do?
No, I didn't want to be a fraud, but I wanted to be some sort of basketball coach, maybe a high school, maybe sometime a college coach, sometime down the line. But I wanted to coach basketball in some aspect.
And then how did journalism crop up? How did you switch?
The barbershop, actually. Shout out to my barbershop. So as a kid, I was sat in the barbershop all my life, Amanda's Beauty and Barber. And we talked about sports, and I was always the kid that, like, was on top of everything in the barbershop, whether it was knowing facts, whether it was knowing scores, whether it was knowing what's going on. And as we got into school, they were like, why don't you pursue journalism? Like, why don't you pursue that as a career? And I was like, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. And once I did, like I said, it's been history ever since.
All right, and what are you going to do with the Grizzlies?
I will be the digital content and social media coordinator for Grind TV Media, as well as the Grizzlies. And I will do a lot of production for their podcasts, like all their Grizz Gaming podcasts and everything else they do over there.
Well, and when's your last day here?
Friday. Two days.
Gosh.
2 days, man.
It's going to be tearful. It's going to be tearful, Devin. Yeah.
I'm not happy about this, by the way.
You are not happy about this?
No, I've told him in very specific terms that I'm not happy.
Well, listen, as someone who switched jobs, now mind you, it took me 22 years to switch jobs. So I'm obviously not on the rocket ship that Devin's on. But I understand it can be stressful. All right, so you are out at Southwind. Are you following Penny? What's the scene?
I am following Penny. There's a good number of people out here following Penny with me. Right now, there are two holes in front of me because I didn't want to get kicked off the course.
I appreciate that. You got to go hide. You got to go hide in the woods. I've done this exact same thing. You got to go stand in the woods. Yes. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I am currently standing under a tree.
How many people were there when he teed off? Were you there when he teed off?
Yes, I was there when he teed off. It was kind of early. It was 7:20 when he teed off. And it was a good amount. It was a good amount of people. It was kind of some of the usuals you see when the Memphis Tigers scene, the Bumgarners of the world, the big fans, they were here at 7:20 on the dot to see him tee off. But as the day's kind of gone on, you've seen more and more people as he's walked by kind of gravitate towards our group. There's been more and more people following us around.
Is he playing with Norvell? No, he's not playing with Norvell. Norvell's in a different
He's playing
group.
With Norvell. He's playing with Norvell. Yes. Yes.
All right, so who's better?
I'll say this, as an overall golfer, I'll say Mike Norvell. But
really?
Penny, as far as like a driver and having the, like, on his 18th shot, he hit the ball off the course in somebody's yard.
Right?
Like, the dude is strong, man. Like, he even joked around. He was like, man, if I haven't been working hard, if I was had time to kind of practice, I could be a professional golfer. And that could be true. The way the guy hits the ball, it is unreal. But I feel like an overall golf game, having the short game, the tee game. I think Norvell's a better golfer, but Norvell's had his rough day so far, though. He's had a day in the bunker a lot today. So.
So then, why are you saying that Mike is better? Do you have other experiences?
I've seen Norvell play. I saw Norvell play 2 years ago in the Pro-Am with Vernon and Parrish, and he was great. You can see he has the tools to be good. He's good. He does it often. But like I said, Penny just has, like, he's just strong as an ox. Like, when he hits the ball off the tee, it jumps off the tee. But his short game, and you can tell his short game needs some work, but he's pretty good. He's pretty good, too.
What's their in sort of interplay been like? Have they been talking a lot to each other? Have they been talking what's that been like?
It's been some high five every now and then. There was a great conversation, actually. I had a picture of it on my Twitter page of Mike Norvell and Joe Gibbs, the Hall of Fame coach for the Washington Redskins.
That's cool.
Had an interesting conversation. It was pretty cool. It hasn't been a lot of conversations. It's been like a couple high fives every now and then, great shot coach every now and then. There hasn't been a lot of conversation on the course.
It's interesting because these two, I don't know. I guess this is not, I don't know if this is true or not, but has Memphis ever had, I'm sure, and I this is probably recency bias, but in terms of a combination of basketball and football coaches who are as popular at the same time, now, mind you, that's without Penny having coached a game, but have we ever had this combination of wildly popular? Now, Calipari was wildly popular, and he was I don't know if he was popular at the same time that Tommy West was at the height of his popularity, or was when Tommy West like went to the New Orleans. No, see Memphis basketball was bad when it was Cal's down year, right before the Laurenberg group I arrived. I think was the year that they went to the New Orleans Bowl. So But Tommy was very popular when he was popular. It is fun having these two dynamic coaches, though, isn't it? I mean, don't you feel like the program's in a good place?
Yeah, I feel like the program's in a great place. And you kind of feel the vibe of, like, when they walk around here, people know who they are, you know? There's, hey, Norvell, Coach Norvell, hey, Coach Penny. There's people taking pictures with them. And like you said, like, I've never seen the program in the place it's ever been. Like, you never had the expectation that you have now for the basketball programs to do well. And, I mean, it's exciting, man. Like, it's like a year-round process at the University of Memphis right now. It's not a time where the basketball season's going on, you're looking forward to football season, or football season's going on, you're looking forward to basketball season. It's basketball season's here, we're excited. Football season's here, we're excited. It's fun to have these two guys lead the program.
That is interesting because people always like to say, is it this kind of a school or is it that kind of school? Well, in a way, it's a basketball school by tradition and also because the ceiling's just higher in basketball. You can do more in basketball because of the constraints of the playoff and everything else that you can do in football.
Exactly.
So, but you're right. We don't have to pick now. And the other thing is that they're not just good coaches. They're stars. Like They each have a star quality to them. They each, like, understand their responsibility. This is not at all, it's going to sound like a slam at Tubby. It's not. But they each embrace their responsibilities to the community. They embrace being in Memphis, talking to Memphians, all of that thing. And so there is this star power to them. And it's not only that, they're also both really aggressive recruiters. Don't you think recruiting is part of the reason why they're so popular? Because they're both?
I think so for sure. Because you got to be able to bring kids in. And when you're in the business of coaching 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, if you're getting the best kids out of the area or a high-level kid, people are going to love you. Like you said, like, it's a part of their personality, their charismas, the aura they kind of breathe off. But it's also what they're doing on the court or on the field. Even though Penny hasn't coached a game, he has a top 40 recruiting class. Norvell's been here for 2 or 3 years, and he's taken the program to new heights. So it's a little bit of that, but it's like you said, it's also about bringing kids in that want to be here, that are happy to be here, and that kind of boost up the program in that kind of aspect as well.
Talking to Devin Walker, he is out at Southwind for what is the last Pro-Am, because after this year, obviously the World Golf Championship is coming next year in August, and there will not be a Pro-Am. And so I could ask you if at this time next year the two coaches were playing again, will they both be as popular at this same time next year? They won't be playing because there won't be a Pro-Am next year. But put that aside, What are the odds that they will both be as popular this time next year, Penny and Norvell?
I think if I was a betting man, Jeff, I would put my money on it, because I think by this time next year, Penny Hardaway will have a 21 season under his belt, an NCAA tournament belt under his belt, a top 10 to 15 recruit class under his belt, and Norvell will have another great season under his belt where he wins 8 or 9 games and goes to a great bowl game. So I think their popularity would be even more next year than it is right now.
All right, so the alternate...
And I don't bet.
I don't either. You and I are like, like there. The alternate scenario would be that... here's the dangers for each of them, right? So the dangers the dangers for Penny are that the first year doesn't go as well on the court as you would hope, and that he doesn't get the recruiting class you'd hope. I think he's going to get. I don't think he's necessarily going to get James Wiseman, but I think he's going to get a killer recruiting class. And on the court, I don't know. NCAAs, will they have gone to the NCAAs by this time next year or not?
I think so. I think they will be. I think they'll squeak in.
All right.
I think they'll squeak in and get in the tournament.
I think the bigger danger is for Mike, and I think the danger for Mike is twofold, and they're different. Mm-hmm. They're very different. One is, if he doesn't find a quarterback, if none of these quarterbacks come through, is he going to have a 9 or 10 win season? That's question number one. Question number two is, if he does have a 9 or 10 win season and the quarterback does come through, is this the year when he leaves and so he won't be as popular because he would have left?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can see where that can happen. But that first question, to answer that, I think this will be the first time in a while for Memphis football that we're going to have a great defense. I think that's something Memphis fans can look forward to, is having a great dominant defense. And like you said, if the quarterbacks don't pan out, then you have a defense to lean on. You have a great running game to lean on. But I can see what you mean right there, where if you do have a successful season with a decent quarterback and a great defense or whatever you do bowl game-wise, yeah, Norvell could leave, and I don't know, man. Like people, I think even if Norvell leaves, people will still love him. You know, it's not one of those Cal situations where they hate him when he leaves. I think people appreciate what Norvell's done. If he does leave, they would appreciate what he's done for the program and the notoriety he's brought to the program. There won't be any animosity towards him because he's a nice guy, nice smile,
he is a nice guy.
Personality. He's a good dude. He's a good dude. He cracks jokes every now and then.
Well, he's been as effective as Justin Fuente, and he embraces Memphis more than Justin Fuente did. I will say, I don't think Justin's beloved. I think he's appreciated. He's clearly not as popular as he was when he was the coach here, but I think people appreciate what Justin Fuente did and respect what Justin Fuente did. And I agree with Mike, it's even warmer. And by the way, I'm not saying I always throw this caveat in. I don't think Mike's in any hurry to leave. He really does like it here, and he's having success here. He's in no hurry to leave. It just, you know, you look at that's what tends to happen, whether you look at Houston or UCF or wherever else, Louisville, that's what tends to happen. So, all right, so where were you when you left off? What hole were you on?
I was on hole number 2. I'm actually walking right now just to see if I can catch up. They may be on 4 by now.
So they started on the back. They started on the back 9. I got
you. Yeah, they're on the back nine right now.
They started on the back nine, not on the front nine. Okay. We appreciate it, Devin. Thank you for taking time out to do it, and good luck catching up with them. And best of luck, by the way, with the Grizzlies. It's couldn't happen to a better guy. Thanks.
Thank you all so much.
Yep. Thank you, Devin. That is Devin Walker. What do you think? How long has he been, Eric's?
So he started right at the beginning of the year, because Ben. After when we started the calendar year, so when we came back from our New Year's little break, that's when Devin started.
It is, and you're not happy.
Well, and
you're happy for him, of course.
Sure, but obviously I fill in a lot on Eric, and Devin and I are clearly buddies.
Oh,
and
you've got when you fill in with Eric,
correct?
That's actually true. You have a
correct.
Rapport,
and I like Connor's replacement. I like Connor a lot, and I think he's going to do a great job. But yes, for me, it's personally. I mean. We have a fun little thing where Devin will like explain like rap beefs to me. He'll explain things that I'm not that are not on my radar.
Right. Different. You grew up in different parts of the city.
And then I explain to him why Draymond sucks.
And by the way, Connor Dunning. People may not know this because I tweeted it out. I tweeted something to Connor last night, I guess it was, and Jason Smith asked me about it. I said, "Congratulations. Al would be proud." And I don't know if people had put it together, but my predecessor here was Al Dunning, who is a columnist who The amazing thing is that I was the columnist at the Commercial Appeal for a good long, in the end, longer than Al was. And Al had been the columnist for a long time, and he actually died in the job, which is sort of how these jobs used to come open, because no one would leave them because they were the best jobs ever before they changed. And so, so Al Dunning was this great Memphis columnist. Al Dunning is Connor Dunning's grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many people, so he's got hot takes running through his blood.
Oh yeah.
Man.
They pour out of it.
Exactly right. So congratulations to Devin and to Connor as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.